It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bob, the George Pickens dilemma, and it is a dilemma. There's many different facets to the story. He has zero touchdown catches. I think he was targeted 7 times last night, really only made 2 catches. I mean, on that last play of the game was just desperation for 20-some yards. You could tell that he thought last night would be a chance to put on a show. He comes out with the eye black saying, what did it say? Blanking, always open, something like that.
Blanking, open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe Art loves.
Oh, it wasn't even that. The grammar was wrong on it.
Well.
It was bleeping open always.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, either way, he's going to get a fine from the league. It's just, it's ridiculous, really. It's ridiculous. And then there's the big picture with George Pickens. And, you know, there's been some fairly credible people lately who have put him on the trade market, like when they talk about wide receivers for the Chiefs and things like that. So the question for the Steelers, and I don't think that's going to happen, don't get me wrong, but it does open my eyes a little, because the question becomes, are you going to pay this guy? Is he the future? Do you trust that he's going to be fully engaged and productive here? How much of his lack of productivity is his fault and the offense's fault? That's a lot of questions, Bob. And right now, I don't think I want to guarantee him $50 million and give him a contract upwards of $100 million. I don't think he's that guy. Cabali was talking on the morning show today of having his binoculars trained on Pickens last night. And to put it mildly, said the body language wasn't great. Tomlin basically benched him. I don't even know what Mike is talking about after the game. Like I said, it was the nicest way to describe a benching that I've ever heard in my life. He's their only receiver, and he's not on the field when you're desperately trying to win a game. Najee Harris is your leading receiver in the game. So all of that, Bob, wherever you want to start with Pickens, I got a feeling this thing's going to blow up at some point, if it hasn't already.
A lot of people have predicted that, and the frustration was apparent at the end of the game where he grabbed Jones's face mask at the end, and then you saw him walking down the alleyway to the tunnel to the locker room, and he said, Steelers need a receiver. He's soft.
Yeah, he's weak, he said.
He's
yeah.
weak, whatever he said.
Last week it was a guy saying Najee was soft, which isn't true, of course. But
Zaire Franklin.
Whether Najee's good or not is another matter.
Here's the dilemma they have. This offseason would be a time that if they're going to spend money on George Pickens, it would be then. However, he has no touchdowns in 5. Remember last week he fumbled at the 5-yard line. He dropped a touchdown pass.
Yep.
And yesterday, again, I get back to that 3rd and 4 play at the 47-yard line of Dallas. He has to make the catch. It wasn't a great pass, but it was a one that would have moved the chains.
Which one are you talking about?
It was, I think, 10-6. It was 3rd and 4 Dallas 47.
Yep. Just to throw this in here, Bob, and then get back to that. He played 34 of 57 snaps, according to Jason Mackey. What are we doing here?
That's less than 55% of the time, whatever the case is. He's your number one receiver, and he's on the field for only 34 snaps. That's it. There's something wrong there. Not sure what it is, but Mike Tomlin obviously recognizes there's a problem without saying so. He used that explanation about why his snaps were down, and it didn't make any sense other than to suggest that he was going to be somehow benched or limited to try to get more productivity out of him made no sense. It was a, to me, it was his way of trying to motivate. I don't know if it worked. It may have backfired.
I agree. I mean, I guess we'll see moving forward. 34 of 57 snaps for a guy who's supposed to be, well, he's your only receiver. He's certainly your number one receiver. He's supposed to be a game breaker. And then you put out that crap after the game, like you're managing his snaps like he's Cam Hayward. What? Well, what are we talking about? What is he talking about? Always bleeping open is what he had on there. So then, you know, again, it's not a big deal in a vacuum. I mean, part of me says, who cares? But part of me says, do you love that? If you're the Steelers, 1 week you have one guy coming down the tunnel giving both middle fingers to an opposing fan base, and the next week you got a guy running around on national TV with the F word painted on his face? I don't know. I don't think I'd love that if I was running a team. You know, it's easier to overlook, though, if you get production. I'll tell you that. And the first guy averaged 3.3 yards a carry this season so far, and the second guy got benched last night. Tomlin described it as snap management. What is that?
I never heard that explanation.
Is he hurt?
No, and snap management to get more out of him with less work. Is that what that means? Because that's what happened. They got less work on. He did not go on the field for 50% of the time, and he's your number one wide receiver.
I agree with this column. This melodrama is getting old. Is it more on the Steelers or Pickens? I'm tired of this, really.
Well, I mean,
what do you think? More on the Steelers or him?
To me, the conservative play calling does work its way into this conversation. When you're trying to play low scoring games, when you're trying to set up for, it appears this way. Again, the third and eight pitch to Shamklin was like, what are you doing there? You're protecting 3 points. You're not going to try to turn the ball over. That's a conservative approach. And I think as that unfolds, you'll see more people getting frustrated. They're not being more involved in the game plan. That's what conservative play calling does. That's what an approach to not lose a game does.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a question for you, Bob. Among the tens of millions watching the Steelers offense last night, do you think one of them was Devontae Adams? And do you think he said to himself, man, I'd love to play in that offense?
That's a good question. I still think he's going to end up with the Jets. And somehow, some way, that to me is the place that he will end. Or the Saints. He likes to. Seems like he's giving indications he wants to go with his two guys he's played for.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Carr.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but
I'll answer the question. If I was Devontae Adams, I would say, cross out the Steelers on my list. I'm not going anywhere near that place. That's what I would have been saying watching that offense last night.
Could very well. But then again, you wonder what Omar Khan's thinking also. He's watching the same offense.
I've been wondering that for a while since they opened the season with Van Jefferson, Scotty Mill. Why can't Roman Wilson get on the field?
Good question.
Why can't he get on the field,
Bob? I tweeted that and I said, I don't know what they're waiting for at this point. At this point, it doesn't matter. Don't tell me about he has no snaps in the preseason and the preseason games. At this point, he is a pick that you were very bullish on, and he's not yet. This week, he'll be on the field. I would bet he's
sure about that?
I would have to bet he's on the field, yes.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Verizon, the official 5G network of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is treating deserving veterans to lunch with Cam Hayward. Head to a Verizon store by October 20th to nominate a vet. No purchase necessary. 18 plus to enter. Visit Lunch with Cam Hayward from Verizon.com. That's Lunch with Cam Hayward from Verizon.com for details. Up next, Mark Cabali was on with the morning show. He had a trained eye on George Pickens, binocular on the sidelines, and he told those guys what he was observing. You'll hear that next. Then we're going to take a little trip around the league. Then we're going to do a report card and get back into the big question, the quarterback for next week that we've spent plenty of time on today. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Bob, there's a lot happening today, isn't there?
There always is on a Monday. There's no question. The reaction's out there. The overreaction sometimes needs more reaction. We're at that point after two straight losses. And three games coming up that when I look back at this, when we were talking about 3-0 start, we're looking at these three games with Vegas and then Jets and then Giants as very winnable.
Man.
Do you see them that way now?
I see zero games as oh, that's going to be a comfortable win. Bob, the last time they won a road game by more than one score, Malzi had hair. Do you know that? It's
2000 when?
2020 in Jacksonville. It's like they manifest these close, ugly, horrifying games that they think if they pull out at the end, it justifies everything that happened. Maybe the blessing is to lose a game like that last night because they didn't deserve to win. So
no,
at some point, Mike Tomlin has to wake up and realize this is not the way of it. There's no playoff game that ends 17-11.
It's been that way for several years.
And he gets lauded for it. That's why Tirico and Collinsworth were on there late in the game saying, oh, this is a Pittsburgh Steelers game. Yay. And Collinsworth saying, this is what they live for. This is what they practice for. Somebody needs to tell them the guy hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years or even come close. Somebody has to tell him that in his last six home games, three of them were against a crap Arizona team, a crap New England team. They lost back-to-back weeks. And then last night, they essentially lost to Dallas without their T.J. Watt and a bunch of other guys.
What about three of their top defensive players?
It was embarrassing. It doesn't work. Stop pretending this is a reason to praise Mike Tomlin for lowering himself into a mud bath with the crappy Cowboys. Like, oh man, what a coaching job by him. They might win at the end of the game on a bounce. How is that praiseworthy?
Have you ever tried a mud bath?
No, have you?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Have you ever tried an earwax thing, Bob,
yeah,
where they melt the earwax
out? It's much better than putting a Q-tip in there.
Unbelievable. I had that happen once. All right. Wait, where are we going?
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Cabali's observations on Pickens. And then we're going to go around the league. A lot of interesting stuff. And I asked the question this way, too. Can the Steelers put up 35 if need be against teams like the Ravens and the Bengals? I don't see anything that makes me think they can.
35?
Well,
that's a month's work for them.
They want to play that kind of game, that slogging game. But if they don't, if Joe Burrow, who wasn't healthy last year, is healthy, I mean, he had five touchdown passes. Can they match that if need be?
They won't have to, Bob, because everybody's afraid of Minka, so they don't throw near. Isn't that the other narrative that's been going on? He hasn't had a turnover worthy play since Moby
Beyond
Dick,
last year
2022
yeah.
Since Moby Dick was a minnow, right? Limits, was he ever a minnow?
He had to be at some point.
So.
You're not born that way, are you?
I don't think
you think he was born as Moby Dick.
A whale does not start out as a minnow, Bob. He starts out as a baby whale, which is still pretty big
as the whale that becomes an adult male. Right? I mean,
that's a fair point.
I don't understand where whale, you can't just turn, who delivers that whale?
Good point. I was surprised last week to learn that even nowadays they still read Moby Dick. He did in school.
We did read Moby Dick.
Good for that.
Who was the guy that chased Moby Dick down like a blitzing linebacker? What was his name?
Do you remember,
Bob?
The guy in Moby Dick?
Yeah, the guy, Captain somebody? I can't remember. What happens at the end of Moby Dick, Bob? Does he die?
Unless he gives birth to a son or a daughter or what? I don't know. Why are you asking these questions?
I don't know nothing about whales.
Unless
he gives birth? What are you talking about?
Whatever. Just go to
what
break.
What is happening
it's time.
Here, Limits?
We've gone completely off the rails. We got to get back to where we are.
All right.
Where are we? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.